This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back on the air. We've got renowned networking expert, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. Dr. Meisner founded BNI in 1985 and now has over 6,300 chapters throughout every populated continent in the world. And Dr. Meisner, when we were going out on the last segment, I asked Oscar to play Respect by Aretha Franklin because I think that business relationships have to be founded on respect. And that's what we're talking about today.
It is. Respect and trust are absolutely key. And by the way, Jim, call me Ivan, please.
Okay, you got it, Ivan.
Yeah, respect and trust are key to building a powerful personal network. And when we're talking about the difference between men and women, it's important. Trust is important to both men and women, but they go about developing the trust in different ways, which was another surprise for me. Men tend to, when they're first meeting each other and trying to establish trust, first time to just begin establishing trust. Women complained that men would introduce themselves like a resume. You know, I'm the vice president of marketing for XYZ company, and it's just boom, 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 boom. And they thought, like, wow, really? You know, they're bragging. Why do men always brag when they introduce themselves? Yeah. But men are looking for those, you know, points to check off. Yep, okay, that's good, that's good. Ooh, I'm impressed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, women, on the other hand, tend to introduce themselves in a more relational way. For example, one woman said, when I meet another woman at a networking event, I ask, how did you get here? You know, who invited you? Oh, if a man is there and watches this, you know, one woman will say to the other, oh, my friend Sally invited me. Sally? Oh, you know Sally? I know Sally, too. Now, some guy would be standing there going, oh, please bleed me out. This is crazy. You're talking about Sally. Who cares about Sally? Let's do business. And so the women tend to have this more relational conversation. The men tend to have that more transactional conversation. You know, I'm not saying one's good and one's bad. They're just different. And it's important to understand that if you're talking with somebody of the opposite sex, learning how to communicate with them in a way that connects with them better is effective.
You know, I always like to look whoever it is in the eye and just ask them about themselves and just lay back and let them tell me so that they can hopefully build some comfort. If I listen long enough, they'll tell me something that I've got in common with them that I can build on, and it goes from there.
Yeah, now see, that is a relational approach. So if you have them speak first and then wait until there's some overlapping area of interest, then you talk about that overlapping area of interest. That's not transactional. That's a very relational approach. One of the things that we found was that people who focus on a relational approach to networking versus a transactional approach do better. They generate more business through networking with that approach rather than a transactional approach. So that's the way to do it.
Well, a lot of the events that I go to network, I've now, in the more mature part of my business career, I've found that folks come up to me. I let other people I know hang around me, and that helps them meet people. It builds the bond. A lot of times I'm the thing that people have in common, and I'm putting the pieces together, and I'm creating the comfort, and it's really a wonderful thing to watch happen.
Yeah, if you can be a connector, it's a great way to build a powerful network. If you know a lot of people and you go to networking events, introducing people around, being the sort of the hub, connecting people is always a great way to network, but it takes time to build that kind of relationship. I mean, you didn't accomplish that overnight. It took a lot of work and relationship building to get there.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to be able to ramp up in my career and have some good success early and then build on that, and I guess that's part of the first thing is building credibility.
It is, and networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. You know, it's about cultivating those relationships, and that's where you're building the credibility.
You know, I call it playing the long game. I like to play the long game. I'm not really in it to close this deal. I'm in it to get to know the person and close all the deals, or at least a number of them.
Yeah, you know, if you're basically eating what you kill, if you're going out and cold calling, direct marketing, you're not building a reoccurring business. The beauty of networking is that you build this ongoing referral so that you have people out there sending business your way, and it's a much more effective way to build a business. I mean, I decided years ago, I never wanted to cold call again for the rest of my life. I built a career cold calling, and I don't want to do it again.
No, I call it, I do warm calling, and the most successful relationship that I've had recently was a gentleman that I had a financial relationship with 20 years ago. He saw how I treated his boss, and then when he became in a position of decision-making, he called me back. We did a transaction together. He told me before we did the first transaction, here were the other five. I said, great, tell me about them after I do the first one, and I'll earn your trust on the first one. Now we're doing the second one. It's just, yeah. It's really great to watch the principles that I've learned with your books over time working. And Ivan, let's talk about that for a minute. You've written a bunch of books. The book about business networking and sex is one of them. You know, what's the one that you've got now that's on top of mind?
You know, the one that I've got now, I have a BNI edition of it. We don't have the public edition, but I haven't been this excited about a concept in a long time. It's called Who's in Your Room? Who's in your room?
Well, who's in the room? What is that? That sounds great, but what does that really mean?
Okay, so if you got 60 seconds, I can probably describe it.
You got 61 seconds. Oscar, okay. How many seconds do I have? I got 300 seconds. You're on,
right,
Doc. Go for it.
Imagine you lived your entire life in one room. One room, and that room had only one door, and that door was an enter-only door. There was no exit. So when somebody comes into your room or into your life, they are in your life forever. You can never get rid of them. If that were true, this is a metaphor, if that were true, here's the question we pose. Would you be more selective about the people you let into your room?
Fascinating.
And the answer for you, Jim?
The answer for me is yes, I think I would be.
You know what? I have never had not one person, and I have talked to hundreds and hundreds of people about this, I've never had anyone say, no, it wouldn't matter. Everybody says, yeah, I'd be more selective. As a matter of fact, I would really change a lot of the ways I start to build relationships if it were true that I could never get them out. Well, the truth is, you may be able to get them out of your life or out of your room, but sometimes it's really difficult. And remember, I run a network. So when you bring somebody into a network who's not a good fit, it's hard to get them out of that network. And so what we talk about in the book is having a doorman. The doorman is your subconscious. We're not talking about an actual person, but your subconscious, and you are using that to screen people who come into your life based on your values, based on your ethics, based on the kind of people you want to work with and share your life with. And so you bring people in. Now, that sounds obvious, and everyone goes, oh, yeah, well, who doesn't do that? A lot of us don't do that. I brought in somebody into a project who I knew was a pain in the butt. I knew that he was just full of drama. But I thought, you know what, I could deal with it because he's really good at what he does, technical skills. Man, was it the most expensive mistake I have ever made in my life. He was so difficult to work with, the project suffered. And when I first started talking to Stuart Emery, my co-author on this book, when I first started talking to him about this concept, I immediately went back and fired that guy. It completely turned the project around overnight.
You know, my thing is that in real estate, I say you can always get a bad deal to work itself out, but a bad partner is what kills everything.
Everything, every time. That's a great way to put it.
You know, so we've only got, 3 minutes left, Dr. Sorry, Ivan.
Yep.
Ivan, let's talk a little bit about diet for a minute, because I've always found I just had back surgery. The number one thing in my world is getting myself healthy. And so, you know, what do you think about the health and wellness and all that other stuff and its impact on networking?
I think it's huge. And I don't know if you know, but I was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago and just did a book, a digital book, a Kindle book called The Meisner Plan. Not in a million years did I ever think I'd be writing about health, but I was able to go into remission without surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy by changing my diet. I radically changed my diet, and within 9 months was in full remission. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so I think health is critical. It's a different answer than I would have given 2 years ago, but having personally lived it and seen the results, I think it's incredible. And had I gone through the surgery and the radiation or the chemotherapy, my life would be drastically different than what it is.
Oh yeah, for sure. And in fact, in our second set, in the second half of the show, we're going to have my wife and her doctor on. My wife just recently went through a critical thing with her renal situation, so we're going to talk about that. And what I've observed is that the attitude and the diet and the commitment plays an important role. And when people get on board with that, you're able to execute the plan better.
Huge. Absolutely. And you have to be, you know, really conscientious about executing that plan. And you have to, I think people have to understand that you're you are the captain of your own ship when it comes to health. And you're going to hear a lot of people give you a lot of recommendations. And the truth is you've got to listen to a lot of them and then pick a direction and go all in for what works for you based on your own knowledge and information. I mean, I've seen a lot of doctors that gave me bad information, and of course a lot of individuals who weren't doctors who gave me horrible information, and you got to find what works for you.
Yeah, I really think that it's walking through life, picking up the pieces that are around you and putting them together, letting them into your door, as you said, putting them into the room. Ivan, we've only got about a minute left. If people want to find your books, if they want to join BNI chapters, where do they go for that kind of information?
BNI.com. They can get information on the organization. I also have a website if your listeners would like information about networking. I have a blog, businessnetworking.com, and all of my books are available at Amazon, except Who's in Your Room. That's only available at BNI.com at this time.
And all I can say is I follow Ivan on Twitter at Ivan Meisner, and a lot of this stuff you can pick up off of Twitter from him. He's social. He's thoughtful. I don't think you're really that provocative. I think you're just on point all the time. Ivan, thanks for joining us. We'll coordinate with your team to get you when you've got some free time again on a Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be on anytime, Jim. Thank you.
All right, Ivan. Hey, Oscar, we'll be right back after this. We're going to have a story that has basically changed my life. It's changed my family's life. You're going to hear the real right pipeline into me and my heart. Back after this, Oscar, take us away.